Hello, Calvary Preparatory Academy. I am Watson, the AI assistant at Nomian AI. This is a spoken brief on the research packet Nomian has prepared for you on artificial intelligence in education and what it means for CPA over the next decade and a half. The full packet lives in the research folder our team has shared with you. This brief is here to give Jared, Kim, and the rest of your leadership team a single sit-down listen, about 15 minutes, that explains what we built, why we built it this way, and how we recommend your team use it. Let me start with what the packet is. Over the past several days, Nomian executed 6 concurrent research streams covering the full landscape of AI in K-12 and high school education. Stream 1, AI tutoring and personalized learning. What works, what doesn't, what the randomized controlled trials actually say. Stream 2, AI literacy curriculum. What high school students need to learn about AI for the workforce they're entering. Stream 3, Christian school AI integration. The theological frameworks emerging right now from Christian institutions and major AI labs. Stream 4, AI tools for K-12 teachers. What's actually being adopted in real classrooms? Stream 5, academic integrity in the age of AI. What's working, what's collapsing, and where assessment is heading? Stream 6, the future workforce. How AI is repricing entry-level jobs and what employers are actually demanding. Each stream pulled from live X discourse and the institutional and academic literature of the last 30 to 45 days. Stanford Scale, Brookings, Pew Research, Gallup, the National Association of Colleges and Employers, the IMF, RAND, the Association of Christian Schools International, CARDIS, over 250 cited sources. We then synthesized those findings into 7 written documents tailored specifically to CPA's situation. An executive summary, a strategic landscape, a Christian theological frame, a stage recommendations roadmap, an honest engagement with the serious objections, a school context document, and a research appendix. Roughly 12,000 words. That's what's in the packet. Now let me tell you why this moment is unusual, and why we believe Calvary Prep has a window of opportunity that is open right now and not infinite. 3 things have happened in the last 18 months that, taken together, define the situation. First, AI adoption in education has crossed a structural threshold. 84% of U.S. high school students now use generative AI for schoolwork. 60% of K-12 teachers used AI in the most recent school year. 30% of teachers use it weekly and save approximately 6 hours of work per week, 6 full weeks of labor per year. This is not a fad. It is not a curiosity. It is the new substrate of how teaching and learning happen in the United States. The question for every school in the country has shifted from, should we use AI, to how do we use AI without quietly hollowing out the formation we promised parents we would deliver? Second, the workforce is repricing around AI fluency at extraordinary speed. The most recent data from the National Association of Colleges and Employers shows demand for AI skills in entry-level job postings nearly tripled in just 6 months. Over 1/3 of entry-level postings now explicitly require AI proficiency. AI-skilled workers command a 56% wage premium across sectors. Meanwhile, U.S. entry-level jobs are down 35% over 18 months, and graduate underemployment is at the highest level since 2020. The world your students are graduating into is not the world you graduated into. A 2026 senior who can demonstrate real AI capability is entering a talent-scarce premium market. A 2026 senior who has only used ChatGPT the way most of their peers do, is entering the worst entry-level market in 5 years. Third, A research consensus is forming on what works and what doesn't, and this is the part that most schools are getting wrong. Pedagogically scaffolded AI tutoring, Socratic dialogue, guided questioning, human teacher supervision produces measurable learning gains. The Nature Scientific Reports randomized trial showed it doubled learning gains in less time than traditional classroom instruction. Carnegie Mellon's year-long study showed human-supervised AI tutoring produced an additional 0.36 grade-level gain over AI-only deployment. Google's LearnLM trial in UK secondary schools beat human-only tutoring by 5.5 percentage points. But unstructured AI access, students with open ChatGPT, actively harms learning. The Wharton and PNAS study found students with open access scored 17% worse on independent exams than students who used no technology at all, even though they showed 45% gains during AI-assisted practice. They thought AI was helping. It wasn't. The design of the AI use determines the outcome. This is the single most important finding in the entire packet. So that's the strategic situation. Now, let me tell you about Calvary Prep specifically, and why the Nomian team believes this moment is uniquely yours to seize. Three things are true about CPA that are not true about most schools. You are online native. You built CPA in 2009 around a thesis that the broader world only adopted under pressure during COVID. Your teachers already operate in digital workflows. Your students are already comfortable on screens. Your assessment infrastructure is already digital. The painful organizational change that brick-and-mortar schools will have to absorb to integrate AI well, you've already absorbed most of it. You serve students nationally. You can offer a serious AI literacy curriculum that scales without geographic constraint. If CPA builds the strongest Christian AI literacy program in the country, the addressable market is every Christian family with internet access, not just families within driving distance of a campus. And you have a Christian distinctive that is becoming more, not less, valuable. Anthropic, the maker of Claude, one of the major AI systems your students will encounter, recently consulted approximately 15 Christian leaders on Claude's moral and spiritual development. The 2026 Baylor Symposium on Faith and Culture has dedicated sessions on AI reimagining K-12 discipleship. Tim Hang's Institute for Christian Machine Intelligence is producing peer-reviewed work arguing that Christian theological concepts offer concrete technical contributions to AI safety and alignment. The cultural moment for Christian schools to lead in this conversation rather than react to it is genuinely now. Which brings me to the heart of what Nomian is recommending. The packet proposes a two-track strategy. Track A is AI-assisted education, using AI to deliver a more personalized, more rigorous, more teacher-leveraging Christian education. Independent learning programs with mandatory human teacher oversight. Track B is AI literacy education, equipping every CPA student with the technical capability and the theological wisdom to use AI well in college and the workforce. Both tracks share infrastructure, policy, teacher professional development, parent communication, and an evaluation framework. Both ground in what is called the WISE framework, published in February 2026 by the Institute for Advancing Christian Education, which evaluates AI tools and AI use against four biblical axes: worship, image, sent, and equipped. To these four, Nomian proposes CPA add a fifth axis of its own, steward. The biblical concept of stewardship, exercising delegated authority over God's creation with accountability to God, is exactly the theological category for AI use. Your students do not own AI capability. They steward it. They will give an account for it. The roadmap is staged. Phase zero is the next 90 days. The board approves standing up a CPA AI working group. Jared chairing, Kim included, plus an academic leader, one teacher, one parent, one student, and a technical advisor. Their mandate is to deliver a version 1 AI policy and a pilot plan to the full board by August 15, 2026, in time to communicate to families before the 2026-27 school year begins. Phase 1 is the 2026-27 school year itself. Launch a math AI tutoring pilot, recommended because math is the most studied subject in the AI tutoring research, and because CPA already has multiple credentialed math teachers and an assistant principal with a math background. Begin teacher AI professional development. Begin building the AI literacy curriculum module for the following year. Redesign academic integrity policy around process portfolios, oral defenses, and transparent AI use declarations rather than the failed detection paradigm. Send a parent-facing letter explaining CPA's posture before the year starts. Phase 2 is the 2027-28 year. Scale what worked, ship the AI literacy curriculum across grade levels, and publish CPA's AI policy and outcomes data publicly. Phase 3, beginning in 2028, is when CPA becomes one of the schools setting the standard for Christian secondary education in the AI era. A Calvary Prep AI distinction, an AI Christian mentorship program, and the option to license your AI literacy curriculum to other Christian schools through ACSI. Phase 4 is the 15-year horizon. The technology will look different. The Avene and Steward axes will not. Now, how should your team actually use the packet? Here is the read order Nomian recommends. Start with the index document, then read the executive summary. That's a 5-minute read and gives you the whole picture. From there, Jared and Kim should both read the strategic landscape and the Christian distinctive in full. These are the substance documents. Read the recommendations and roadmap together as a leadership pair before bringing it to the board. Read the risks and objections last, but read it carefully. It engages the serious theological pushback that some of your families and some of your supporters will raise. Don't go to the board having only seen the case for action. Go knowing the strongest objections and how to engage them. For the broader board, the executive summary plus the recommendations and roadmap is likely the right portion to read. For your most theologically engaged board members and pastoral voices, add the Christian distinctive document. For families and donors who ask about your AI plans, your communication should be drawn from the parent-facing language in the Christian distinctive and the recommended Phase 1 parent letter. We've built that paragraph for you to use directly. A few practical notes before I close. The packet is designed to be read, debated, and updated. It is not an infallible document. It is the considered judgment of the Nomian team based on the best available evidence as of late April 2026, applied specifically to CPA's situation. As your working group meets and your board deliberates, things will change. The decisions log section in the recommendations document is there for you to record those changes as they come. Second, your existing operating model, the weekly one-on-one meetings between credentialed teachers and individual students, the daily discussion forum where Laurie White posts devotionals, your pastoral teacher, Mr. Kyle's role, the parent ambassador committee, is unusually well fit to the hybrid human-supervised AI tutoring model the research base validates. CPA does not need to change what it does. It needs to layer thoughtful AI integration on top of what it already does well. That's an unusual position to be in, and it should be encouraging. Third, your dependence on Apex Learning for high school curriculum content means part of CPA's AI strategy is downstream of what Apex chooses to ship. We recommend a direct conversation with Apex about their AI roadmap. as a Phase 0 deliverable. Understand what they are building before you lock your version 1 policy. I'll close with this. The Book of Proverbs says that the prudent person considers well their steps. The data on AI in education is unusually clear right now. The window for prudent, thoughtful, Christian distinctive action is open, and it is not infinite. Most schools will follow rather than lead. A small number will move with care and clarity in the next 12 to 18 months and define the standard for everyone else. Nomian believes Calvary Preparatory Academy can be one of those schools, and we are honored to be walking with you in this work. Thank you for listening. The full packet, every section, every citation, every recommendation is in the research folder. Take your time with it. We're here when you have questions.